July 21st, 2012, it's a Watt from Pedro show. Watt from Pedro show. Back with Brother Matt and Love Grotto.
Yeah.
On the Pleasure Point.
Been a while.
Yeah, I mean, we got to do a show together last month on Skipper Jeff's boat.
Seaside.
But it's been a while. I was looking back. I think the last spin cycle was March 6th.
Damn.
So we're talking more than 4 months.
That's the whole quarter.
Oh, yeah, what this is a Richard fucking Bonnie.
Richard fucking Bonnie in the house. Back in the hallway.
Right. Well, no, you floated on Hokoki, right?
Yes, yes.
From SFWA for the weekend. He accompanied me the gig last night at Redwood Bar and Grill. Helped me schlep. Well, actually, he did all the schlepping.
Like old times,
right. Come down and work.
So you got a lot of downtown action this weekend.
Yeah, we're going back up there.
Going back today.
Let's play at this Bloom Fest.
Very cool party.
Yeah, it's not Bloom's Day.
I was going to say, I was confused.
Some guy, I think in the old Al's Bar day that lived around there.
Yeah, like one of the activists.
Julian Bloom or something.
Okay.
And it's in his honor. He was a cat who helped out artists or something.
Yeah,
I only know that scene from playing. I didn't really. Joe Biza lived
Everybody
up in
lived
that
in that
hotel.
A lot of people.
But
Jeff
Johnny, you could get us.
Fucking Larry did too.
Yeah.
The guy who's playing drums for Scotty Sound and the Stooges. I should say, we start off the show with John Coltrane doing You Leave Me Breathless and then A Last Next by Sawako. Yeah. Shani was down there? She lived there, too?
Well, Shani, she's been doing the arts thing. She's all involved in all that
stuff. Oh, and that stuff.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
Yeah.
Okay, so I was talking about in the 80s and stuff when we played there before they even had a hole in the wall.
Oh, it was no man's land
down there
then.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Broom guy, I think he died a couple years ago, right?
Yeah,
he was
I think
a guy kind of forefather of the arts downtown.
This is the fifth year, so I think it's in honor of him. Mm,
cool.
So, I was just asked at the last minute a couple weeks ago before I left on this last Stooges thing, and into doing it.
Like three different stages or something? It's all free?
Yeah.
It's all free,
I think we're on the ambiguous stage. Or we're at that ambiguous stage.
Androgynous stage, I thought it was.
That's like the Al's Bard, that stage.
Maybe you can get switched over to the androgynous
stage. My fucking sickness, I'll tell you about Al's Bard, the sickness that almost killed me was at a gig with Brother Wayne Kramer. I remember we were doing a benefit. There was a convention, I think, Democrat. We're talking 2000.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they built puppets to go and make a demonstration.
Right. I remember those.
And the cops found the puppets, and they destroyed all the puppets. Oh. So it was a benefit to get money up to make new puppets.
Wow.
You know where they got the idea? From the cats who drove out the Milosevic clown.
Oh.
They made effigies, puppets of them. So U.S. guys got influenced by that.
Wow.
It was nonviolent, you know. Mm. I don't know what the heavy power of the puppet is, but the cops were scared, went and found him out undercover.
I think
he had some dudes dressed as, like, undercover puppet makers.
I think it's just a shame thing, It might be just a shame thing.
It's a shame thing?
Yeah.
A shame game?
This is what we think of you.
I got a song by, what's Jeff's friend Zippy, that guy at Sacktown, who knew the cowboy ad?
Yeah.
he was at the Piazza's gig, and he gave me a, his new CD is called Sex Rat. And I got the tune called Walk the Stream we're going to hear in the second hour. After a fucking spin cycle. We haven't had a spin cycle in over 4 months. I don't think that's happened in the 11 years we've done the show.
Wow.
Is it, Brother Matt?
That seems like a long stretch. Long stretch. The madness is over.
And your retirement.
Yeah.
I'll get to that in a moment.
what we created here to search some big masquerade. I give away my things and spit out a woman's ring. The sky a Milky Way show, sure to take out the sting. Well, now it seems to me mankind's supposed to be a rough service industry. With what's inside the sea, black capital, what's name? We're mixing with the penis, we're men of caveman face. We carry big old rocks, we planted useless things. They slept inside our jungle, we couldn't do a thing. The jungle's gone insane, it's causing full of pain. It's got a fall of chasing the green lights of fame. Well, now it seems to me mankind's supposed to be a service industry. We sat around the fire, we stared into a sin. They crushed the British thing with a big old pile of bricks. She wears the streets like clothes, she drives her with boys day. He's screaming in the mirror, she's hiding from the rain. The jungle's gone insane, it's causing full of pain. It's got a bomb that chases the green lights of fame. Well, now it seems to me mankind's supposed to be a rough service industry. Well, now it seems to me that, and now it seems to me, and now it seems to me that, and now it seems to me, mankind's supposed to be a, mankind's supposed to be, mankind's supposed to be a, mankind's supposed to be a service industry, a service industry, a service industry, a service industry, mankind's supposed to be a.
Don't let the meatloaf.
Pedro Show. You just heard Joe Bouchard doing Hell of a Hoedown from his new album, true solo album. Joe Bouchard plays everything. You might know him as the bass player of the Blue Oyster Cult, but since those days of yore, he's gone on to be a solo man, and even, plays drums and guitar and other stuff, too. Before that, we had Candy Rush by Minute Flag. Minute Flag was a one-time, one-off proj. Flag was a recording...
I thought they should have called it Black Man.
It was crazy. It's like my coffee.
Like Marty's Bad, My Name Not Toby.
In My Head and Loose Nut. And they had some time, and we came in there and jammed four tunes with them. That was Candy Rush. Before that, a band from Philly, Stephen Bono, good cat. He helped get the sign back up to the John Coltrane House on 33rd Street there. Somebody ran it over. They had Bones to put it up, you know.
Wow.
So, thank you, Steve, for that. His band, Split Red, did a song called D-Boon, and he's calling that the Raw Mix. Ahead of that, we had Parmenides. That's it. Parmenides. It's a Greek philosopher guy, and because everybody knows Richard Meltzer was a philosophy major when he was younger, before turning to writing, or writing turned to him. That was Spielgusher from the new album, or the only album by Spielgusher. And we started off with Eric Britt doing Grace. Brother Matt's in retirement. Well, was it briefly?
Yeah, yeah.
Since the sailboat, we were on Pride of Kukumo with Skipper Jeff, Talia, and Sasha, Ballerina. It was bad news. Brother Matt had been scissored after being Teacher of the Year a few times. A program that's doubled up, tripled up, backed up into itself with fucking success rates and graduatings. And here he got the fucking pink slippage. But now, I guess it was a taunt and dangled by that whim. He thought he was going to have, because he turned 5-0 this year, he was going to have the 5-0 retirement. He was denied. He's back in the teaching saddle.
Got another year out of it, looks like.
Is that justice?
So did I get that right?
Jerk off. Giant 4 months jerk off, basically.
Yeah.
They've been sweating him. Actually, a couple years, because that's why you start on your master's thing. You knew shit was coming down. He wanted to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
So he was doubling up while doing all this extra work they piled up, like cutting resources. He went and got a master thing. I'd like the Joker guy. I guess he bailed out for his role. I couldn't believe that shit. Old grown man. Damn. Anyway... He doubled up on it because he knew shit was coming down, but then it really got heavy, and it's a lot of stress on you, especially in the last year.
Yeah, yeah.
Not just doing the master stuff, but worrying about what am I going to do? They're making the whole fucking deal 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. A long time.
Yeah, pretty trippy deal. So this past month has been like just a treat to have nothing going on.
Did you go camping? Did you go to Lake Arrowhead?
Been up to Arrowhead. I just got back again yesterday. I've been like three or four times.
Lightning in a bottle.
That was bitching. They're going to be throwing a party for the winter solstice, the December 21st, the Mayan calendar day, a big old party at the pyramids.
Wow.
So
pyramids?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
What, Chiapas?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I thought you meant the ones in my backyard.
Your kid, that's a dome.
Remember John Jer?
John Jer.
Get this. John Jer is living a block from me. He moved from Santa Barbara. He's built like a big time.
Wow.
Big time. Man.
Wow.
But he was in the backyard. Me and Richard Body washed dishes with
him. Yeah. He had a dome.
Pans in the hospital.
He had a kid, that's a
dome.
Dome
in the backyard.
Wow.
It was a little...
An immortalist.
And he was really into the Dostoevsky Notes from Underground.
Yeah. Johnny Jer.
Yeah. What was it called? Life Extensionist.
Life Extensionist. It's in the Val, I think. I think it was in the Val.
Well, there was some institute in the Santa Barbara, too. That's one of the reasons he got working there. But he got pulled into, like, weapons development.
Yeah. It was heavy.
You know, the Northrop and Rockwell and Honeywell and all that. Somehow he got pulled into that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like government recruitment.
Yeah.
Remember his head sawed off and frozen.
Yeah.
So when they do get an answer, he'll be ready.
He'll be ready.
Good guy. Next to Walt.
I think, who's the L man with Halpert?
Leary.
Isn't he got his head?
Yeah, I think he's cryogenic, too.
Maybe so. I think Ted Williams, maybe, too.
Ted Williams. In Arizona, the daughter was trying to fight it.
Yeah.
The daughter didn't want it. Or one of them.
One of his kids.
One of his kids didn't want it. The other one said, I don't care. Just work my money. As long as I get the money, I don't care what they do with them.
Left crutch before right foot, then right crutch before left foot. I'm aware that I'm walking slower than everyone else. I was born like this. I fell in the middle of the hole. Away again. God damn it.
This one might take you back to 1955. Maybe I don't even bear that. Rapid Ronnie Rap Back Jive, Kansas, 1955. Doc Moonlight bought a brand new T-Bird from writing scripts. Amphetamines drove fast, hard bodies over the high steps. 50 years ago, his daddy bought a mare in Dodge City. Wyatt Earp's grandson now sells new cars in Wichita. Life on the high plains, borrowed on a pile of loans. I drove Ronnie Hind handedly pounds, selected poems. Outside Zips Club, we smoked and pissed. Inside Pack Rat, picked his base and bliss. His eyes rolled back, in close fret. Scoop off to do, dip bit. From hip to hip to hop, bitty bop, next set. Like cat cartoon characters, boing back, swaying man on an astrological star. His nose inhalers packed behind the bar. Candy wrappers, cosmos, and Ben's dream. Grab that, lunch it at, make the scene play straight. If fate says best, really bad, half sad. Oh, fate, oh, say. Shuffle on down the side away from the mass. Wanna spin so the jizz on his ass? Grab it, Ronnie. Resolute, Branima, thief, pimp, artist, hood, alias, Barbadon, Bob, stood under the neon of Zips Club, his subterranean bellhop boyhood forays, met Kansas big intersection, wild mores. By the light from the stained glass windows, he sketched pictures between the shows, illuminated in gold-faced, fading stories. He saw his dreams fly speck with glory. He stuffed his pockets with dope and dates of whores while he gazed too far beyond the gaily painted doors. Rapid Ronnie rides the moonlight high. Pack Rat scoffed pills and played melodic. Drank oxybiotic that made him neurotic. Jimmy Mammy just out of the joint heard Big Indian was going to steal Doc's Thunderbird. Ronnie went along, reciting Pound's verse, writing the terrible crossroads of the universe. Big Indian let out a yell of centuries of pain, drove into the Bulldog's tractor-trailer lane. Jimmy Mammy broke his jaw and lay in years of highs. Ronnie grew old in secret under California skies. Big Indian lay dead, his eyes confused, staring at the heavens, forever wider than his moon's new earth that refused him shelter from the great white spider.
Well, you're fine, but you're not going to talk to you. country I can't control. I can go for what I think is right. I can sing, but I'm no Nat King Cole. When I fall into a role, I'll give you a fight. So baby, don't fuck with me. I go between being happy, sex, fresh. I'm a champion of the people, the rich ignore. Moody, horny, rage filled, my life's a mess. Greedy swimmers get in my way, tell me what for. Here's my message, don't fuck with me. I can put up with the secret. People throw my way without gold. After a half hour nap, I may be bringing in more lost souls. I've had enough, that's how I am now. I may tell you where to go and how. I am in good shape, you want to escape. You want to rent a house, I'm the king. Cause baby, don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with me.
from Pedro show. I started that chunk of sound with a poem from Tyler Cutner called Walking. Respect you, Tyler. Another poem after that, Charlie Plymell doing Rapid Rotting Rap Back Jive, 1955. Then we heard some live Husker Du from 1981. Don't Try to Call. Grant Hart has a new album.
Really?
Yeah, it's called The Argument. It's his opera based on an adaptation of John Milton's Paradise Lost.
Wow.
Told you.
Is he still in Minneapolis?
I don't have to get to it because he did it. No, St. Paul. Next fall, I'm going to see it. And that's coming out soon. I don't have it. He's going to flow it my way, though. And then Heavy Blanket with Corpuscle Through Time. Heavy Blanket is a solo thing from Jay Maskus where he plays everything. But you wouldn't know it from the libretto because it's about this cat who meets two lost friends.
Didn't Jay start as a drummer?
Yeah, he did.
That last album he did everything by himself and you toured with him, right?
Jay Maskus in the Fog.
Yeah, right. George Burrs.
He drives a bulldozer now on Martha's Vineyard.
Wow.
We have something from after that, new Toys That Kill album, San Pedro's Own.
Yay.
Big Todd. And it called Waltz 1 Million. And then we had Yo Mama after that with Don't Fuck With Me. And finally, Beloved by Hirotaka, Mr. Shimmy Shimizu. So, you had the relief of the time off. Now you got the relief of not having to worry about.
I know I got another check coming.
It's always good.
Do you think there's going to be changes?
Well, it's been changing a lot every year.
Yeah.
I had a staff of 9, ended the year with 3.
Wow.
So that was a big change, and it seemed like they keep wanting everybody to jump higher.
Yeah.
You know, do more with less.
Right.
Seems
right.
Like the way of the working world these days. So everything's changing. I can't take it personally.
Getting socked up.
Yeah.
You know, my sister, every year, same thing.
Really?
Every year. The pink. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's why the hair thing, she's still doing it.
God, I have something to fall
back. When it comes back, it's weird. You know, it's this fucking trip they have to do.
Yeah, don't let
the other sister, she just got her master's. And maybe because where she is, some kind of like for 12th grade, the seniors in AE, some kind of advanced. I don't know.
AP.
I don't know. But she doesn't seem to have to dangle as much, but she's ready for it. That's why she went and got her master's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
it's intense. Not enough respect for the teachers.
No,
man.
Not enough.
People lay this baby shit and shit on them, and then it's like a double fucking handed thing. I can't understand it.
Yeah.
So if you're a kid out there listening, don't let school get in the way of your education.
No, don't let it get in the way of your education. Don't let it cripple your fucking hankering and thirst for knowledge. Don't let it quench.
Yeah, because if you rely on school, you're going to be hurting in your
head. Putting a glass of sand in your fucking gullet. Yeah, any kind of thing like that. Actually, it's when I think back, it's always been the people.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers I can remember is because of their personable. And then they learned me shit. I'm not saying that it was because they made the class easy.
Yeah.
They just made it interesting and helped. Like, get you into it in a way. Made it fucking, I don't know, made it, but they just offered up perspectives that ended up springboards for me to go dive in and get on it.
Yeah, and those people now, they're like standing out and get whacked down because they're making people think and they're getting outside the box.
This
and it's
problem,
not like
yeah.
The current trend of dumbing you down.
Status quo. Going against the status quo for
yeah,
all these years.
Yeah, so then they're going to knock you down and you're just
right.
Diddling kids or doing something wrong and try to
yeah.
Claim something.
Yeah,
They've lost sight of what the fucking real dealio is. It's not just holding on to your little two little marbles, your tiny little marbles. Both of them.
Well, I would like to thank the teachers at Union Plumbing School in Compton for giving me a career.
Yeah?
Well, you're always going to need a plumber.
Is it still there?
Still there.
Yeah, that's a, they're knocking out all the adult school stuff around here so that you can't get trained with something.
Yeah,
they can't learn something with reasonable fees. You know, you're going to have to get a student loan to go to some like a place
that
you see when you're sick on TV.
Yeah. But then they spend it on the helicopters and all this other stuff after the fact.
Crazy.
And
their salaries go up.
Yeah.
The guys doing the hack and their salaries go up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, those, yeah.
Always. Never go down.
Yeah.
Ever. Yeah, my pop said he had yet to see shit roll uphill. I said, yet! Like, he thought one day he was coming.
He wanted to be pop. There. He wanted to see it.
Would be there with a snow shovel and hanging out. Motherfuckers.
Waiters.
Snorkel.
Yeah. Cranberry pond.
Richard?
Yes, what?
You go back when?
We go back 1975, and you were 2 years older than me. You were
senior.
Oh, no,
when do you go back to SS? Let's go back to those days.
Let's go back to those days. Oh, I go back to SF tomorrow. 48 hours I'm in town for. Lots of music in 48 hours.
48 hours.
Good weekend.
Three
jam.
Shows, 2 days. It's like the old days. Just lots of music. Because this festival, there's going to be a lot of bands that I knew from the old days that are going to play. Yeah. Blood on the Saddle's playing in my town, Peter with Night of Herald.
Wow, yeah.
And
yeah.
I can't remember
the
last
one. Well,
reunion week.
Yeah, so, but I go back tomorrow, fly back up. It's kind of a spur-of-the-moment trip for me on this one. I just decided, like, last week.
That's a good one to squeeze in.
Yeah, and when you go back out, Watt, with Stooges?
Monday.
That's right. Monday.
Long one. Tomorrow, though.
I leave tomorrow. You leave Monday.
So I leave Monday, and I head over to Italy, gig in Verona.
These are all festivals, huh? Big.
I think one... Yeah, I think they all are.
Yeah.
They all are. There's a... Italian one, then a German one. Then a Swiss one, French one, Swedish one.
No Russia? No Russia
one.
This year or East Bloc?
East Bloc, we did a Hungary. We lost the Sofia one last week.
Well, the summer's been flowing cool.
Bulgaria. It was warm in Spain and Greece. I'll talk more about it next hour. We're at the end of the first hour. It's July 21st, 2012. Dish Walk, Peter Show, Tech Fire 2 in... First spin cycle in fucking 4 months.
Opportunity, so I figure I'll have a
July 21st, 2012 is the second hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
here. It's rose time. It's June time. All the flowers, they bloom as of you. And the robin's sweet song is singing as I come here to greet you once more. A year has passed, dear, since we came here, this old love of ours to renew. And I found you among the roses the day I come back to you. I found you among the roses the day I come back to you. All my gladness was there in a garden so fair. 'Twas the happiest moment I knew. Your lips were the color of roses. I crave them as flowers crave the dew. What was here, dear, in your rose garden? Like the rose burst red, was a kiss, dear, that meant you for me, for all the harsh words I have said. Red roses were blooming around us, and I loved every one of them too. What was here, dear, in your rose garden? Gladness was there in a garden so fair. 'Twas the happiest moment I knew. Your lips were the color of roses. Yet crave them as flowers crave the dew. What was here, dear, in your rose garden?
From Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with a project called Damsel. That has Danelle Klein on guitar, Jonathan from, God, who's he out with now? I think the Shins on bass. Shit. Nebraska Cat Hinchkey. And on drums is Zach, what's his name? The cat from Sacktown. In all those bands. Hella was the band we first played with him. Well, Zach the drummer, man. He's got a project he did with Nick Reinhardt called Bygones. Anyway, that's something called Enduring Freedom. Wasn't the name of some fucking army thing? Wasn't it?
Bush Plan.
Was there Bush Plan? Yeah. And then we heard Ay Mama, something live from Carlo Kitchen. Early 70s. Brother Steve McKay, he gave me some old stuff, him and Marco did in those days, back in Michigan. I'm going to see him again soon, and the Stooges Monday, we were just talking last hour, I'd go back out. And, yeah, it was interesting this last trip. I mean, I did a show from London and had Jose and Kilk on, but... spent a lot of time in Barcelona, almost a week, and saw a lot of Gaudi stuff I hadn't seen before, like the Colony and the Park, and which required a lot of hobbling because it's a, you know, same with the Juan Miro Museum. The drum man Larry, let me go with him and saw his stuff. He's an incredible artist, sculpture. Had a good time, good chow. And, yeah, I spent some time there. Athens had a kind of strange feel. Lots of cops, two bike riding around in riot gear.
Really? Demonstrations?
Good,
any demonstrations?
Chow. Well, the staff of the hotel we were at was on strike one day. But, you know, when it came to the gig and everybody, I think they had to scale it down. But, it was like in some outdoor camp thing, and the people were very enthusiastic. Just feel bad. Spain, too, you could tell. It's hurting. Barcelona, not as bad as the time before in Sevilla, you know.
Andalusia's hit harder. Probably Barcelona's weathering the best.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, you know, you're talking young people unemployment
right.
of over 50%.
It's well, they're the last to take the bailout, right? They took the bailout.
They just got another
one. They got
one.
The bailout.
And I don't know. I just you can't let Europe just sink. Mm-hmm. It's funny, you hear these guys talk, this beauty contest thing, and don't want to be like you're this and that about Europe. And yeah. Almost how many people got relatives that go back to that? It's like insane.
No kidding.
And also, even on the economic trade, it's not all China. In fact, I think China's biggest trading partner is Europe, too. I mean,
yeah.
It's just...
Well, that's where some of the biggest ports are.
You get all detached and just watch the news kind of thing, TV connection. You can just dismiss whole peoples, I think, real easy.
Yeah, I've been trained to be desensitized.
Yeah. Like, let them sink, you know, or whatever the fuck. And I was in London, and it was all raining. I heard it's going to be sunny for the Olympics, though. But it was raining every day. Mm-hmm. Where it was all sunny in those South Europe. Boy, the... You wouldn't even know it was July, man. It was coming down. Luckily, when we played, though, during that hour, it stopped.
Right.
And on the side was my side. I was told by the driver man after, because he stood right next to him, Jimmy Page watched all the Stooges game.
Oh, yeah?
Long trip.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I was told. Now, we got a chance to revive... The spin cycle.
Yay.
There's been a drought. Talk about it. That's funny, too. The U.S. had this huge-ass drought. I think two-thirds of the country is under drought. And yeah. England, because of this jet stream thing or something, they were being flooded out and soaked. Trippy, you can't take some of that rain and get it over to the drought run.
Bounce it all out.
Anyway, we've had our own drought of non-spin cyclage. So we're going to do a little rain dance here and try to... Let it pour on it, brother.
I hope I remember how.
Seen my balls, they're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, suck on my chocolate salted balls. Stick them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of vitamins and good for you. So suck on my balls.
Watts riots, they tried to control the day. You don't control the day. The man controls the day. But we will control the night.
Mother, tell your children not to look my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What they need, what they say. Mother.
You don't want to speak.
very much, Brother Matt.
Cool. In
once
the
bag. Again, revitalized via the strength of the spin cycle. What was your inspiration, impetus, and
well,
motivation?
Hadn't had a whole lot of time in there, so just grabbed a few familiar favorites that were kind of new.
Yeah.
And had the chocolate balls in there for a little bonus.
Bonus balls. Are you digging that?
I was digging
it. Why don't you attach that thing to my forehead?
And I take
so you
a picture
can pretend
of
like. How's it go?
Why don't you attach that to my forehead so I can pretend like you're looking at me?
You're paying attention to me?
He sent that to me in an email. I fell off my chair laughing.
You know what he's talking about? Here's some memories.
Slow it.
Enough. Walker, hungry. What should I eat?
Right. Well, for Pedro show. Talking about social time.
Fake look.
Yeah, fake look. What about Dirk? Right?
Like, Dirk's humorous, though.
But still, he's spending a lot of time, right?
Yeah. He sent some great sunrise.
Okay, yeah, guitar, we just heard... Just fixed my banjo.
Well, following up from Brother Matt's spin cycle, we heard something brand new from the Dirt Bombs called Crazy For You. But it ain't that Madonna song. Was that the one in... I remember when she was starting out, she had a song in a wrestling movie. Was it called Vision Quest or something? Yeah, there was like this weird 80s wrestling movie. Not professional wrestling, more like college guys, you know.
Tights?
Ear protectors, and Roman Greco. Yeah, it's tights, but it ain't like
Spartacus stuff.
Rowdy Piper. It ain't that.
No commentary. Silent.
No beats. And then we heard The Ladder by Big Sur. I saw in the London gig, I saw Jose. Well, Mars Volta played. I saw Cedric too, and Omar.
Oh, yeah.
And Terry was there too from the Butcherettes. In fact, Omar's a bass player now.
Oh.
We got to have that cat on the show, man.
What'd you do with them? You did stuff with them, right? With Omar.
The Butcherettes opened up for the Stooges at the Palladium.
All right.
Yeah, I got them on those gigs. And also the Waldorf up in your
yeah,
way.
Yeah. Warfield,
that was it.
Warfield.
What's Waldorf? Oh, yeah. That's Waldorf where
Hotel.
That's in New York City where the Hall of Fame was. I was there twice. I'm an idiot.
They love you.
I met Madonna in the kitchen.
You told me about that.
Yeah, that was a trip.
Did you friend her on Facebook? You should have. She's in trouble. She's
really?
Selling skin in Europe.
She flashed, she's my age.
Yeah, she flashed her ass.
Okay. Then we heard Mouse Man Cloud by Robert Pollard, who's got a new Guided by Voices album out also.
Very hardworking man.
Yeah, this is from his solo album way back 4 or 5 months ago. This guy's prolific, like Omar. And then Walk of Shame by Sex Rat, which is Zippy, Jerry Trevich's friend, you know, the lucky Pierre to connect with Cowboy Hat and his infamous adventure. Was it in Sacktown? It's called Arco something?
Arco Arena.
Yeah, oops. That's where it was. And then when we got to Portland...
You got the news?
Yeah, Billy.
You got the sad...
Tour boss. So, wow, I've got some buddy there. What? I had no idea who this motherfucker was, man. And
name drop Watt numerous
big
times.
Big time. Why, they're trying to fight the truckers after drinking the trash can full of beer and working the phones. And then, yeah, about enlightened religious... observations and sexual orientation things. Man.
You gotta love Sacto. What a town.
Gotta love Jared. He's talking about the social network. You know, he's got it on.
Oh, Jared, he's a Renaissance man.
He's a Renaissance man. He's a...
He's a visionary.
Yeah. He's ahead of his time in his own time. Where is...
We love him.
He doesn't like Raoul's hi-hats on one of the new Toothless Grin songs. So bring him in the studio next week. We got done with everything on that now except for three and a half songs from Tom Watson. He's the only one shirking. Everybody else. Although I did get a whiny email from Jack about one of his performances. I said, look, man, that's what you give me. Oh, I don't want to change my name and have to move to Brazil. We're going to hear about it at the gig.
I can't wait.
Sacrin is playing with us. Yeah. We're playing with them. Who else playing at that thing?
Gears, Blood on the Saddle, Carnage of Sada.
Can you get it up on the...
Yeah.
Who else?
Go to the Hoot page.
They're a great teacher.
Third grade teacher.
Yeah, a lot of people I haven't seen in years.
I think third grade teacher singer actually is a third grade teacher.
I believe that's
but,
how that came about, yeah.
It's weird. She wears, like, a Catholic school uniform. Why would a teacher...
Laura, right?
She's base.
Oh, Laura's base. Okay.
And I don't think she's a teacher.
No.
You see it, Brother Matt?
I got the map.
It don't give a list of the fucking...
It could be bandage. Someplace.
Well...
And who else?
I thought I had a list.
Backbiter also.
Backbiter played last night.
They were great. Great.
Bob Lee. Jonathan Hall.
Very tight trio.
Keith. Yeah. Giving a kind of oldies sound.
They did TVI.
We got music right
now. They mixed it in.
They mixed it. A little segue. Yeah.
Okay, we got the traction stage. Here we got the bloom stage.
Yeah. I think we're on the bloom stage.
Yeah, so starting at 2 o'clock, Tani Ellis, 2:30, third grade teacher, 3:15, Swords of Fatima, 4 o'clock, Lightning Woodcock, 4:45, Size Queen, Betty Blowtorch.
That's your band.
5:30, Carnage Asada, 6:15, Saccharine Trust, 7 o'clock, Mike Watt and the
That's
Missing
your
Man.
Band again.
8 o'clock, The Gears. 8:45, Downtown Devil Dogs.
Oh, we're between Sack and The Gears.
Oh,
and
yeah.
9:30, Sukiya. After The Gears, Downtown Devil Dogs.
Okay, and who's...
And then Sukiya.
Sukiya, I think, is the mop-up.
Yeah. 9:30.
Cleared out.
Wow.
So that's the Bloom stage. Wow. Hewitt
yeah,
and Ford
who's
Slade.
This guy? What's his name? Julian Bloom?
Let's see.
Yeah, you look up top more. They got a drawing of him. He's on the poster. There's a baseball. I guess he was into baseball or got hit in the head with one or something.
Oh, there's the baseball, yeah.
Yeah.
Played one once.
Yeah.
What's his name there? Julian?
Joel Bloom.
Yeah. Joel Bloom was like a patron to people down there, Alsbar, the downtown L.A. scene.
Yeah.
And maybe 5 years ago, this thing was set up in his honor. And, yeah, we're...
So it keeps getting bigger and better.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody came to the lady putting this on, or one of the organizers. Also, a buddy, Matoka Honda's. Me and Brother Matt were talking. She's moving to Bay Area, but she's going to be coming down. She wants to be on the show.
Cool.
She's got some new music with that's got to be edited with the Polarity Taskmasters. That's where she was playing. Matoka Honda actually played in Pedro.
Yeah, last Sunday.
When I was out of the country.
Yeah, I wanted to hit that up, and I was out of town, too.
Can you believe that? I guess there's some gigs at
Alva's. Alva's got some stuff going on.
You know, there's a dance school.
Yeah, Ibarra.
But it's also some music school.
Yeah, nighttime they put on cool gigs.
Who's putting them on? Ibarra?
No.
I think it's
they're the Alva's kids or whoever the
new
generation
guy.
Is. Yeah,
the son, I remember him. Yeah.
Speaking of Alva's, I got word from Kenny Alva. In Park Western, you know, I live next door.
Yeah, I know the Alva's.
Mike Alva, Kenny Alva, and the older brother was Dennis Alva.
And the girl.
Tina?
No, Tina and there was another one.
There was two sisters,
Two sisters, one younger than me, yeah.
I mean, we're talking early 70s. Dennis Alva got me into the Black Sabbath shit, him and the Ray Bernard.
Yeah.
Somebody told me
Ray Bernard passed away, I heard, yeah.
He was a great cat, man.
Yeah.
He was.
Really nice
people. But Kenny wrote me and said his brothers are doing okay.
Yeah, one thing.
They were at the end of the second hour, July 21st. 2012 edition of Peter's Own Time for Hour 3.
And I got talked into that, but it was worth going. I liked it. I had a good time. I really had a good time because I see all these people.
Yeah.
We're talking about high school reunions. Hey, it's July 21st, 2012. You listen to third hour, the Whopper Pedro Show.
Thank you. Abraham begat Isaac. Isaac begat Jacob. And so it goes.
Roger Case went to the heart of darkness.
Who begat Orson Welles? Tried it. He could turn John Milius.
It's crazy.
And Francis Coppola.
We were in the jungle.
Hearts of darkness all.
And little by little we went insane.
Who come via Estevez, Her, Morrison,
let's chill it out a little bit with this very unusual song.
And even Sean Flynn, sole son of our own Errol. Via Cousy and West, Coach Press Maravich begat Pistol Pete Maravich.
Learn it.
Who begat
Calvin Murphy
and Isaiah Thomas. But that roundball bloodline runs short, sad to say.
Don't give excuses that you're too small.
The rattle of pool coping made it to shore, but it was just a split skate and a bank
you're
that
gonna ride it, you
the Zephyr
get on that shit.
From there it was Lance Mountain and Lance to Mike Mellon.
Skateboarding saved my life.
From a snowy Jersey basement. One John Muir does it for the National Geographic Society, and this yellow bordered monthly slow burn begets the avalanches and probably Wikipedia.
Free access to the sum of all human knowledge.
The radio wave up north
began
Turkle,
history.
Ira Glass,
and said,
Planet Money.
Money is fiction.
But down south,
you can hear is the waves
anyway,
breaking at one banner strand.
Tom Moore,
me,
and Nick Franklin, that's
with
me.
Timothy Newcastle.
While Tony Barrow begets the night air.
It's good shit.
Musically, it was a deep kick that begat Mike Watt, Joe Labby, Cinnamon, Bella, and Flea. While Dada begats Coltrane, Coltrane leads to Watt again, and of course, Pharoah Sanders. Love is everywhere. Il Fascista, Benito Mussolini, begats Benito Nicastri, who dies at birth. And from there comes Tony Benito, and eventually, of course, Timothy Benito.
Sometimes lineage is scary.
But always remember, Abraham begat Isaac, Isaac begat Jacob, and so it went. All roads lead to Gallucci, brothers since, well, always.
That's recording now. But this will take all night within a camera.
Life from Pedro show started off the third hour with Prelude by No Hey Banda Trio from Italy, where I'm going to play next. I think I play Friday in Verona, where the drummer from my El Sogno de Manaio Trio and him and Stefano Pulia, the guitar man, are going to come to the gig, so that's happening. Swenson Claim, after that, they're from Canada, and a tune called Vitriform Nazi. Then we have, from Australia, Gallucci with Brothers Since Birth. Their new album, new album's on like a card, and you flip it out, and it's a USB trippy.
Wow.
Yeah, it's their album. It's like a credit card with a USB thing.
Wow.
You stick it in, there's the album. They're wearing Wolfman makeups and shit. Final Hour by Dutch band Gewoon Fucking Ragen. And I wonder what that means. And then finally, the Mau Mau's with Never Talk to Strangers. New Mau Mau's have a new album out.
Really? Louder.
Kick it like Kato. Who's your favorite band up in San Francisco right now, Richard?
A band called Pins of Light.
Pins of Light.
With Phil from Triclops, is drumming.
Yeah, Christian told me he's going to got a new band with him.
Yeah, yeah. Christian's actually moving back. I saw Christian in San Francisco about 2 weeks ago. He's moving back in the
girlfriend
fall.
Girlfriend don't like living down here.
No, she's...
We were supposed to record there. With Perk.
Really?
And she had an allergic reaction to the dental work.
Whoa.
At Casa Hanzo, yeah, we're doing... Yeah. Christian's doing another Anywhere album, but Cedric's all busy with his solo album, so he asked Perk.
Yeah. Actually, Pins of Light played... we did Coachella. Remember I came
that's
back
right.
to Coachella to see him?
That's right.
Very good band. Ravi, you know... all these guys, really good band. Very, very good band.
Triclops was great.
Who else am I liking these days? Oh, Standard Poodle. My
Standard
friend Johnny's
Poodle?
New band, Standard Poodle. Very good band. And she's got another one called Cruel
okay,
Summer.
Okay, I gotta get music from these guys so I can play
yes,
them on the
I'll
fucking
bring it
show.
Down. Next time I'll bring it down or I'll
Here,
have her
you know, there's a guy from Marin. Santa Rosa is still Marin?
No. Oh. No, separate. Sonoma County.
Sonoma? A little north.
Yeah,
okay.
A little north.
There's a cat named John Truby.
Really?
And there's, yeah, play some music here. In fact, in the boat, he gave me a bunch of his music. Ooh. For you, brother, man. Oh, cool.
Thank you.
place to stay. I'm not that desperate anymore. Well, I'm still gonna love you in modern times. Even though you're not mine, no one has a clue. Gonna put on my dancing shoes. Well, I don't wanna treat you bad, even though you're the best I've had. Time we did it on the floor. Well, she sleeps so well, cause she lies so weak and bleeding. Ain't now you know she can't do it. She's not that desperate anymore. Well, I'm still gonna love you about a time. Even though you're not mine, no one has a clue. Gonna put on.
Come on. girl, be a thought out of the show. We need some pussy. Yeah, 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 yeah. Pussy, pussy is what we need. We'll be right back.
my nephew and his kids.
Walk for Pedro show, we just heard Mirror Mirror by Biblical Proof of UFOs. Got to play with them a couple weeks ago, or last month. Great band. Before that, Love's Gone Bad by The Bang. The Pussy Shuffle before that from the Clubber Lang Gang. Ahead of that was Love You to the Core by John Wayne Bro. And started off with Hyena Boy Fucking Granny Wrinkle Face. Something live from John Truby and the Ugly Janitors of America. Now, I didn't know that my esteemed colleagues here were unaware of Mr. John Truby's incredible pioneering feat with collaborative songwriting. The story of this record has been told numerous times. Here's Truby's own account. Stevie Wonder's penis is erect because he's blind. This ludicrous line was invented out of sheer boredom and homicidal frustration as I labored as a cashier in a convenience store in Princeton, New Jersey in 1975. I scribbled some poems and weird phrases on a legal pad to vent my seething anguish. Writing on the job was kind of a self-invented therapy to prevent the onset of mental illness due to occupational stress and severe teenage alienation. In late spring of 76, I bought one of those horrible sleazy tabloids you find in supermarkets by checkout stand. I had to keep up on my UFO sightings and mass hatchet murders. In the back pages of Midnight Globe, not National Enquirer, as erroneously reported elsewhere, was it time? I scanned the geeky little ads and saw a co-write on a 50-50 basis earn $20,000 royalties. Send your song poems to some outfit in Nashville, Tennessee. I thought to myself, wouldn't it be fun to send these people the most ridiculous, stupid, violent, obscene, retarded lyrics to see their response? In 5 minutes of stream of conscience, I hammered it out. I'm not going to say the words here. But I'm not going to even play the song. Maybe next week. I think I've played it on the show before. I wanted to get an emotional letter from the jerks in Nashville. I wanted them to tell me I was crazy. I wanted them to curse me out in writing so I could show my friends. Several weeks later, though, I received a letter from Nashville co-writers, which began, "Dear John, we just received your lyrics and think they are worthy of being recorded with full Nashville sound production. I'm including in closing a contract acceptance, please sign and return along with $79.95 cover the cost for each song to be completed." Ah, they wanted my money. I knew it, but I knew if I sent them money, they'd send me a tape with a record with my lyrics to music. Although $79.95 was a lot to a minimum wage teenager, I signed the contract acceptance, returned it with the check. Several weeks later, I received a 7-inch 45 RPM record that had a label and grooves only on one side. I immediately rushed upstairs to put this gem on the turntable for a listen over the lamest, most minimal country track with some country hack singing the lyrics I wrote. I was stunned. They did change one line, though. They excised all mention of Stevie Wonder and had the singer croon repeatedly a blind man instead. All right. Yeah, righteous.
And this guy lives where now?
Ramsey Kearney. He found out the guy who actually sang it.
Really?
Yeah,
where does this guy live now? He lives in
Santa Rosa,
California.
Yeah.
I should go have lunch with this gentleman. Drive on up.
ただ一つの無いもなく 病に倒れ上に泣く。まして厳しい悪性に。民百姓の難業は救わん者と立ち上がり、悪大官の刀の錆、古文総勢64人、悪官の病に立てこもる、男忠義の伊達姿。峰谷谷の木々は、いつしかもみじを彩り、秋は次第に深みゆく赤木の山の頂き、滝沢不動に近い、枠戸屋と呼ばれる洞窟がありました。
おやぶん、ここにいなすったかい。
おう、炎蔵殿か。何だい抱えているな。酒だよ。
酒？うん。夕方、道道村のお役所がな、親分にあげつくるってって、わざわざ魚と一緒に届けつくれた。
それもよ、もし毒どもを減ってると疑われちゃ嫌だってんで、自分で毒味をしておいてった。一平、どうだね。せっかくだが、今夜飲みたかね。
どうかしなすったぞ。えらく気が立っているようだな。
うん。俺は無性腹が立ってたまらねえ。
なんでそんなに腹が立っていなさるんだ。
炎蔵殿気ぃつくれ。今日俺はな、こっそり山を下って大間行った。用足しを済まして地蔵堂の茶屋で休んでいると、傘で面を隠した二人連れ、おかしな野郎が減ってきた。俺の横手、縁台腰を掛け合った。こいつは油断がならねえと立ち上がろうとすると、向こうでも見破られたと思いやがって、いきなり傘が脱ぐと、ごよだと言って撃ってかかってきやがった。二人を桁をして表へ飛び出すと、前から手当がついていたと見えて、役人や取り方が四方を囲んだ。御用聞きの怒りや煮付けをはじめ、室沢の十七、花輪の藤兵衛を先立ちに、地上の人でごやだだっと俺にかかってきやった。危ねえな。だから一人で山は下っちゃいけねえと、日頃あれほど俺が言っているんだ。でもまあよく無事に帰ってきなすったな。うん。幾度も、もうダメだと思ったか知れねえが、我ながら、よくよく運があったと思うよ。それなのに、どうして腹を立てるんだ。腹も立とうぜ、気づくれ。できることなら、無益な殺生はしたかねえと思ったが、到底ダメだ。背に腹は変えられねえ。向かってくる奴ら、叩き切った。めぐらめっぽう、逃げた。さ、逃げたものの、振り出すしぐれに赤木が隠れ、道具はどうやら道はわからねえ。大きな椎の木があるところまで来ると、待ち伏せしていた取り手が、またぞろ周りを囲めあがった。もうダメだ。きりにしようと覚悟を決めた。血が棚を振り上げたとき、つかずかっと前に飛び出して、俺に十手を突きつけたやつは、炎蔵殿誰だと思う。三室の勘助だ。勘助、うん、そうだ。おめえも知ってんの通り、勘助は、俺の子分、イタリア浅太郎のたった一人の叔父だ。俺は恩にかけるわけじゃねえが、あの野郎俺には義理があるはずだ。いかに役目とは言いながら、俺に手をかけるとは犬付き性に劣った野郎だ。朝の野郎が勘助に、手柄を刺したに違えねえ。内通したんだ、ひと。俺は腹が立って、たまらねえんだ。
え？待てよ。
あの勘助といい、いたわりに限って、そんな男じゃねえやったが、親分に縄をかけようとしたな。何か訳があるんじゃねえか。それで親分どうしなすった。おのれ、恩を知らねえ人でなしと、勘助投げて気つけたんだ。八重間の下、くぐりあって、俺の肩をぐーんと押しながら、耳んところで大きな声で、この椎の木を伝って、南下りは赤城の山一本道だ。それ、中条二月だって、抜かしあったんだ。それご覧なさい。勘助は逃げ道を教えてくれたんだ。それに親分は、その心を読めなかったんだな。え？じゃあ、勘助よ。俺を逃がしてくれるように、逃げ道を教えてくれたのか。違った。そうと気がつかなかった。とんでもねえことをしちゃったな。
え？とんでもねえって、何かしなすったの？
あんまり勘に触ったんで、さっき朝太郎をこい呼んで、俺を見限り勘助に内通したに違えねえ。一つ心でねえと言うなら、すぐに野郎を首にしてこい。それが嫌なら、親分子分の縁を切るぞって言ったら、野郎血相を変えて山が下っていったよ。で、そいつは早まったことをしてくれた、親分思いの朝太郎だ。きっと首にしてくるに違えねえ。今からじゃ間に合わねえが、すぐに誰か追わしてみよう。急いで出て行く日光円蔵。間もなく戻ってきました。親分、今、岩鉄に後を追わしたが、うまく間に合ってくれりゃいいと思うが。遠藤殿、酒をついてくれ。よろしい。こういう時には、酒に限る。ほら、継ぎましょう。よっ！逃げえ酒だ。気がめいっていけねえ。まだ、しぐれが降っているらしいな。何を言ってなさるんで、塔に晴れて、外はいい月夜だよ。じゃあ、落ち葉の音だったのか。今夜は十三夜だ。親分、万年ダメで、月見をしようじゃござんせんか。
Juan from Pedro Show, our final music for this edition. I'll start with Meketsu Akagiyama by Torazo Hirasawa. Then we heard Dead Golden West by Anywhere. That's that band, Christian Cedric. I think this week the album comes out on All Tomorrow's Parties recordings. And then Overpass with Black Bananas. Now, Overpass, that was a band.
It was a band.
Tom Watson.
And
Scott Ziegler.
Ziegler and
Bobby Holtz.
Bobby Ho. We'll see Bobby Ho today. Bobby Ho will be at Bloomfest.
But what's the other name for Overpass?
Underpants.
Underpants. I want to thank you, Richard fucking Bonnie, for being on our show.
Good to see you.
Thank you, Mike Watt. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Always great to see you.
Coming to the Bloomfest later on today. Brother Matt, thanks once again. You revitalized my life for you. The fucking
cool.
Spin cycle.
Thank you.
And, I'm going to go away Monday. About 3 weeks, I come back, we do another one.
Cool.
Okay, I'll try to do some more. It's been July 21st, 2012 edition. Watt from Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.